This is the Sakar Muli of 28th of November 2024. Essence. Sweet children, listen to the One Father alone and then relate to others what he says. Question. What understanding has the Father given you that you have to explain to others? Answer. Baba has given you souls the understanding that all of you are brothers. You have to stay in remembrance of the One Father. You have to tell everyone this one aspect because you have to benefit all your brothers of the whole world. You alone are the instruments for doing this service. Om Shanti. Generally, why do you say Om Shanti? This is giving your introduction. Souls would give their own introduction. It is souls who converse through their bodies. A body without a soul cannot do anything. Therefore, souls introduce themselves. I am a soul. I am a child of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. Those people say that each soul is the Supreme Soul. All of these things are now explained to you children. The Father would say, "Child, child," would he not? The spiritual Father says, "O spiritual children, you understand through your physical organs." The Father explains, "First there is this knowledge, and then there is devotion. It isn't that devotion is first and that then there is this knowledge. First there is this knowledge, the day, and then devotion, the night. So when can the day begin again? When there is disinterest in devotion. Keep it in your intellects that there is jnana and vijnana, silence. You are now studying this knowledge, and you will then receive the reward of this knowledge in the golden and silver ages. Baba gives you knowledge at this time, and then, in the golden age, you will receive the reward of studying it. It is something to understand. The Father is now giving you this knowledge. You know that you will go beyond jnana into vijnana, silence, your home, the land of silence. That is neither called jnana nor devotion. That is called vijnana. You go beyond jnana to the land of silence. You have to keep all of this knowledge in your intellects. For which place does the Father give you this knowledge? He gives it to you for the future new world. Before you go to the new world, you will first go to your home. You have to go to the land of liberation where you souls reside. You will definitely go there. Only you listen to these new aspects. No one else can understand them. You souls understand that you are the spiritual children of the spiritual Father. Spiritual children surely need to have a spiritual father. There is the spiritual father and the spiritual children. You spiritual children only have one spiritual father. He comes and gives you this knowledge. It has also been explained to you how the Father comes. The Father says, "I too have to take the support of matter." You must now only keep listening to the Father. Listen to no one but the Father. You children listen and then relate that to your brothers. You definitely have to relate something or other. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father, because he alone is the purifier. One's intellect goes there. When this knowledge is explained to you children, you are able to understand. Previously, you didn't understand anything. Because you had no understanding on the path of devotion, look what happened to you when Ravan's claws grasped you. You became very dirty. What did you become when you drank alcohol? Alcohol spreads even more dirtiness. It is now in your intellects that you have to claim your inheritance from the unlimited Father. You have been claiming it for cycle after cycle. Therefore, you definitely also have to imbibe divine virtues. There is so much praise of Sri Krishna's divine virtues. The Master of Paradise is very sweet. You would not say that it is the dynasty of Sri Krishna. The dynasty is said to be of Vishnu, which means that of Lakshmi and Narayan. You children now know that only the Father can establish the dynasty of that golden-aged kingdom. Even if these pictures didn't exist, you could still explain this. Many temples continue to be built. Those who have this knowledge will continue to run and benefit others and make them similar to themselves. Each of you have to check yourself and ask, to how many have I given this knowledge? Some are shot by an arrow of this knowledge very quickly. Bhishyam Pitamai, etc. said, I have been shot by the arrows of the Kumaris. All these are pure Kumars and Kumaris, that is, they are the children. All of you are the children. Therefore you say that you are brothers and sisters, the children of Brahma. This is a pure relationship. You are adopted children. The Father has adopted you. Shiv Baba adopted you through Prajapita Brahma. In fact, you shouldn't use the word adopted. You are the children of Shiv Baba anyway. Everyone calls out to me, Shiv Baba, Shiv Baba, come. However, they have no understanding. All souls adopt bodies and play their parts. So Shiv Baba too would definitely play his part through a body. If Shiv Baba didn't play a part, he would be of no use. He would have no value. He has value when he enables the whole world to attain salvation. That is why they sing his praise on the path of devotion. When they have attained salvation, they have no need to remember the Father. They simply speak of God the Father. The teacher disappears. It is just for the sake of saying it that they say that the Supreme Father is the one who purifies everyone. They do not even say that he is the one who grants salvation. Although it is remembered that the bestower of salvation for all is one, they say this without understanding the meaning of it. Whatever you say now is meaningful. You understand that devotion, the night, is distinct from this knowledge, the day. There is the time of the day and the time of devotion. these are unlimited aspects. You children have received this unlimited knowledge. For half a cycle, it is the day, and for the other half, it is the night. The Father says, I come to change night into day. You know that it is Ravan's kingdom for half a cycle, and that there are many types of sorrow in that. Then the Father comes and establishes the new world, in which you only have happiness. It is said that this is a play about happiness and sorrow. Happiness means Rama, and sorrow means Ravan. When you conquer Ravan, the kingdom of Rama starts. Then, after half a cycle, Ravan comes and conquers the kingdom of Rama and rules it. You are now conquering Maya. Every word you speak has meaning. This is your godly language. How could anyone else understand how God speaks? You know that this is the language of God, the Father. Because he is knowledgeful, it is said that he is the ocean of knowledge, the one filled with knowledge, and so he would surely give this knowledge to someone. You now understand how Baba gives this knowledge. He gives you his own introduction and also the knowledge of the world cycle. Then, by receiving this knowledge, we become the rulers of the globe. There is the discus of self-realization. By having remembrance, our sins are cut away. This is your non-violent discus of remembrance. That discus is violent. It is for cutting off someone's head. Ignorant people continue to cut off one another's heads. By knowing the discus of self-realization, you attain the kingdom. Lust is your greatest enemy, through which you experience sorrow from its beginning through the middle to the end of it. That is a discus of sorrow. The Father explains to you this knowledge of the cycle. He makes you into spinners of the discus of self-realization. They have made up so many stories in the scriptures. You now have to forget all of those. You simply have to remember the one Father, because you can only claim your inheritance of heaven from the Father. Remember the Father and claim your inheritance from him. It's so easy. The unlimited Father establishes the new world, and so you remember him in order to claim your inheritance from him. This is the meaning of Manmanabhav and Madhyajibhav. By your remembering the Father and the inheritance, the mercury of happiness of you children will remain high. We are children of the unlimited Father. The Father is establishing heaven. We were the masters of heaven, and we will definitely become those masters once again. We are the ones who then became the residents of hell. We were Satopradhan and have now become Tamopradhan. We are the ones who went on to the path of devotion. We have been all around the whole cycle. We people of Bharat first belonged to the Sun Dynasty, then the Moon Dynasty, and then we descended into the Merchant Dynasty. We people of Bharat were deities, and then we fell down. You now know everything. when you go onto the path of sin, you become so dirty. They have created such dirty images in the temples. Previously, they used to make clocks too, with such images. You now understand that you were so beautiful previously, and that you then became so dirty whilst taking rebirth. When you were the masters of the Golden Age, you were human beings with divine virtues. You now have devilish traits. Otherwise, there is no difference. There are no human beings with a tail or a trunk. Those things are simply symbols of different deities. Heaven disappeared, and just those pictures remained as symbols. There is also the symbol of the Moon Dynasty. You are now battling in order to conquer Maya. The symbol of your failing whilst battling is the bow and arrow. In fact, the people of Bharat belong to the deity clan. In which clan could they be counted otherwise? However, because the people of Bharat do not know about their clan, they call themselves Hindus. Otherwise, you are all just the one clan. Everyone in Bharat belongs to the deity clan, which is established by the Unlimited Father. Bharat only has one scripture. The deity dynasty is established, and then other branches emerge from that. The Father establishes the deity religion. There are four main religions, and their foundation is the deity religion. All of you souls are residents of the land of liberation. Then you go into your deity branch, trunk. Bharat only has one boundary, foundation. None of the other religions has this. You originally belong to the deity religion. Then, according to the Dharma plan, other religions emerge from that. The original religion of Bharat is the deity religion, which is established by the Father. Then new leaves emerge from that. This whole tree is God's tree. The Father says, I am the seed of this tree. This is the foundation, and the tubes emerge from it. The main thing is that all of us souls are brothers. The Father of all souls is the one whom everyone remembers. The Father says, you have to forget whatever you see with your physical eyes. This disinterest is unlimited, whereas their disinterest is limited. They simply have distaste for their home, whereas you have distaste for the whole of the old world. When you have finished your devotion, you have distaste for the old world. Then we go to the new world via the land of peace. The Father says, this old world is going to be burnt. You must not attach your hearts to this old world. Until you become worthy, you have to stay here. You have to settle all your accounts. You are accumulating happiness for half a cycle. That is called the land of peace, and that is the land of happiness. First there is happiness, and then sorrow. The Father has explained that all new souls come down from the home. For instance, when the Christ soul first comes, he doesn't experience any sorrow. This play is first about happiness and then sorrow. New ones that come are Satopradhan. just as your experience of happiness is greater than theirs, so too is your experience of sorrow. You have to use your intellects to understand all of this. The Father sits here and explains to you souls. You then explain to other souls. The Father says, I have adopted this body. I enter this body at the end of this one's many births. That is, I enter a Tamopradan body. He then becomes the first one to come. The first becomes last, and the last becomes first. This also has to be explained. Who comes after the first one? Mama. She too has to play her part. She has given teachings to many. Then you children are number-wise in teaching many others. Those who are studying also make such effort that they become cleverer than you. There are many students at the centers who become cleverer than their teachers. Each one is seen individually. You can understand everything from each one's behavior. Maya catches hold of some by the noses in such a way that she completely finishes them. They fall into vice. As you progress further, you will hear this of many. You will be amazed. That one used to give us this knowledge. Why did she go away? She used to tell us to become pure, and she herself has now become dirty. You will definitely be able to understand. Many become dirty. Baba has said, Maya will greatly trouble even very good Maharatis. Just as you trouble Maya and gain victory over her, so Maya too does the same. The Father gave you such first-class, entertaining names, but oh Maya. They are amazed by this knowledge, they relate it to others, and then they run away. They fall down. Maya is so powerful. This is why you children must remain very cautious. This is a battlefield. Your war with Maya is very great. Atcha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. 1. Settle all your karmic accounts here and accumulate happiness for half a cycle. Do not attach your heart to this old world. Forget everything that you can see with your physical eyes. 2. Maya is very powerful. Therefore, remain very cautious of her. Gallop in your study and make progress. Only listen to the One Father and only relate to others what you have heard from Him. Blessing. May you become a double light angel who is loved by all by having unlimited vision and an unlimited attitude and stage. Everyone loves angels a lot because angels belong to everyone, not just to one or two. Angels have unlimited vision and an unlimited attitude and stage and are God's messengers for all souls. An angel is one who is double light, one who enables everyone to forge a relationship with God and is detached from bodies and bodily relations. such ones who make themselves and others the same as the Father with their activity and faces, are benevolent to all. Such angels are loved by all. Slogan: when the Father's face is visible in your face, completion will then take place. Om Shanti.